irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. If you'd like to call in, the number is 323-203-0815, and you will be in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen to ask your question. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us on different days at different times, but only on Thursday can you actually talk to Dr. Pat Allen live. Speaking of that, Dr. Pat Allen, you're live on the air.
I'm definitely alive and ready to go.
Yes. So today is a special day, Dr. Allen. Today is Veterans Day, and I want to say thank you to all the veterans out there that have fought and served.
And I say the same. And the man that we wanted to speak to you about suicide was hurt in an accident, falling down the stairs, and he will be on December 2nd for you to ask questions.
Well, we have a caller on the line, and that caller got something happened there. We had a technical difficulty, so hopefully our switchboard is going to get that caller back. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Good. What can I do to help you?
Hi, Dr. Allen. So thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Thank you for being there to call. Oh, thank you. I've been looking forward to it all week. So there's a man who's dating me. I've seen him 3 times, and we're getting along very well. But it's been like a week and a half since I last heard from him. I know he has 8 weeks. Can you remind me? I feel like there's something like at 2 weeks, at 3 weeks, like where they're at. Like I think he's on what he's doing, but he's not yet calling. And I'm not going to do anything.
Did he dump you?
No, we really like each other, and there's a lot of chemistry, but he just hasn't called.
How long has it been since he reached out to you?
I'm going to look at my calendar and tell you, just a second.
What?
I'm looking to tell you exactly. It's been like 10
days. Oh, I see. You're giving me a calendar. How many weeks has it been since he reached out to you?
It's been 12 days.
12 days is basically just short of 2 weeks. Now, in those 2 weeks, he's thinking about, did you have a date with him?
3. And we had a great, like,
you've had
they've
three
been good
dates.
At the third date was great, yeah.
And did you have chemistry for him?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Did he have chemistry for you?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Was he fun and did he fit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredibly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to know that, yes, men that are really, really sure they want you will call you within a week, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
But men that sense that you are special may be so afraid of the special feelings. For men, do you realize that for a man to fall in love, he's putting his life in your hands?
I believe
you know how that
somebody
is. Have you seen my book, It's a man's world and a woman's universe.
Yes.
That's my last condensing book about all of my theories.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to understand that marriage is not built for a man. It's built for women and kids, security.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid we have raised a whole bunch of men who realize that falling in love and taking responsibility for another human being is a life-threatening experience. Whether we like it or not, women's lib competes with men by being men. Therefore, more men today are letting women mother them. Free sex, free food, free live-in. And because of that, they don't have to fall in love. How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
And in the first 2 weeks, if he has deep feelings for you and intuitively, see, men run that, they have 15 genes that are dedicated to making their brain more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
We women, we run our lives on our neurotransmitters, which basically help us feel dopamine, help us feel serotonin, help us feel norepinephrine. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So when a man senses, I'm talking about a real man that knows how to get into a woman's mouth, anus, or vagina with their penis. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Having sex is tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex is not making love. It's just being playful and affectionate. If a man feels he loves you in the first 2 weeks of meeting you, many, many, many men feel terrified because they know they'll be out of control if they fall in love. So the first 2 weeks, it's called, did he try to kiss you? Did he try to get into your body?
We made out. It was great.
He did what?
We made out. We loved the kissing. It was great.
And it was good chemistry.
Incredible. The best. Yes.
Did he have a hard-on?
Yes.
Okay. His body was chemically attracted to you. And that's nature. And I can't do anything about that one way or the other. So the first week, a man is saying, she didn't call me. She didn't let me in.
Mm-hmm.
The second 2 weeks, who needs the bitch? I can get laid anytime I want. And he does. He dates people. But you know what? If he's falling in love with you, it's interfering with his joyfulness. Then the third 3 weeks, why doesn't she call me? Did he give you his number?
Yeah, I have his number.
Okay. And you haven't called him?
Yeah.
Have you called him?
No.
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 I did hear no.
Yeah, no, I have not.
Thank you. I didn't hear it. It sounded a little wiggly, and I thought maybe you were guilty. So with that in mind, the third week, he's saying he's trying to use women. I guarantee that. He's trying to get over you. Mm-hmm. The fourth 3 weeks, he makes a major decision. And that decision is, I have to call her. I have to call her. He feels feelings for the person he's falling in love with. See, we women, we're in love with ourselves if we're healthy. The way we control our sex lives is knowing what we don't want to do, not what we want to do. Feminine women do not ask for sex. They say no to sex they don't want yet until the chemistry builds up, whatever. So in the 4-3 weeks, the 8-week cycle, he basically, if he calls you, he might even say, well, did you meet the right guy? He's saying things like, who was your hot date? Or he calls you by calling you at 10 o'clock at night, so he sees if there's anybody there beside you. Bed check. Do you see what I'm saying? So my experience in 50 years of being a therapist is that if he can stay away from you longer than 8 weeks, he's decided not to fall in love, even if he feels it, or he's decided that there's somebody better than you and he doesn't want to chase you anymore. But you already told me that the chemistry was good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's awesome.
Okay. But you see, you're calling me because you miss him, don't you?
I do.
And you want to call him and see what he's doing for Veterans Day.
No, I'm not. No, I don't care about Veterans Day.
But aren't you?
I mean, I do care about Veterans Day, but I don't. Yeah,
have you ever done that before?
Yeah, but
have you ever called men in the 8 weeks?
Years ago, but not for many, many, many years.
I understand that, but you're now on Pat Allen's trail.
Right, exactly.
And my trail, what?
Exactly, I'm on your trail.
Okay, and here's what I'm doing with you right now. You're calling me so I can mother you. Please, please don't be easy for him to put his penis into, because if you let it in, remember, way back in Neanderthal days, women died of pregnancy. They died of breech births. Today we have OBGYNs. They save our life from nature. Do you know that more people die of misused sexuality, whether it's suicide, whether it's disease? You don't mess with playing God. And whether you like it or not, making love intercourse is the only moment that human beings can play God and create a baby. So I concentrate on helping women withstand the temptation of letting them put their penises in your mouth, anus, or vagina, where they can stimulate your oxytocin, which bonds you to his body. Bonds, glue, super glue. So that you then become, you want to come over for dinner? Oh, sure, you can sleep over. Oh, gee, isn't it too soon to have sex? Oh, you don't believe in Pat Allen. Oh, well, if you're having sex with him without comfort, you're not with me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pat. I'm not having sex without a ring.
Okay. No, you can have sex. You can hug them. You can kiss them. You can give them a hand job. You can let him go down on you. If he wants to pleasure you without you letting his penis in his in your mouth, anus, or vagina, you are in control of you. You love you more than him. Do you know the only reason I know that men marry?
What?
To keep a woman they are in love with away from another man. If they can get it for free, they do it. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
Have you read my book, the last one, summary book? It's a man's world and a woman's universe?
Yeah.
Do you understand that all I'm doing is helping people fight their way into making love by negotiating monogamy, continuity of seeing each other regularly, and aiming for the same marriage or the same mating? Mating is marriage without a government contract. I'm not too upset with that. But you gotta have some title besides, you know, sleepover. There's more honor in prostitutes making a living to pay for their kids than giving men free intercourse. So have I answered your question about the significance of why men, what they do during the 8 weeks that they're fussing with the idea of being responsible for you? So when he reaches out to you, see if he doesn't say something like, well, have you met the right man? They're quizzing you on falling in love with somebody. When they've dated you three times. You know why? You know how long, you know how many minutes it takes a man to get aroused by a woman?
Wait, say that again.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. How long does it take a man to get aroused? 3 minutes. And what does that arousal say to his brain? She can be a good baby maker. And what does that require? Jealousy. Jealousy. Have you ever heard me tell people about Dangerous Passions by David Buss?
I think so.
It's a book about if you're not jealous, you're not in love. If you're not in love, you're having sex. If you're having sex, you're not making love. If you're not making love, you'd be lucky if you can get a 3-year relationship out of it. Got it? So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to not call. And I'm going to keep dating other people.
What?
And I'm not going to call.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to wait 8 weeks.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to like be on apps and date other people because.
You continually date three people. I want you to date three. One is overcommitted. Yeah. Two is either or. And three is diversification, which is good. So are you dating two other men?
I'm trying. I had a couple of dates last week. I'm kind of.
How boring were they?
Quite. They were boring.
You know why? Because your body says, we don't care if you don't like him. We like him. Every cell likes him. bring mm-hmm. him back.
Yeah.
Nature is so huge. What?
Oh my gosh. It's so true. I think it felt like he's falling in love with me. I don't know if he's going to, you know, come around, but you know, there's a lot of chemistry.
So you think he's falling in love with you?
I do.
Well, then we'll see. But he may not want the responsibility of marriage.
He may not.
When men marry, they give up their right to be irresponsible, to take care of the woman and the kids. Mm-hmm. You know the newest phrase running around men's mouths? My baby's mama. Did you ever hear that phrase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that means? It means, she let me in, I gave her a baby, and I don't need her.
Mm-hmm.
He's fulfilled nature's need. Make babies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know our birth rate is going down?
I do.
Well,
yeah.
That's a problem of women becoming men.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be respected or cherished? What?
I want to be cherished. And this guy, he's older. Like, he already has raised his kids. Like, he's not going to have more kids.
He what? Say that again.
He's already raised kids. Like, he's not, you know, he's not, we're both older. We're not going to have kids.
So guess what? He needs to have intercourse, not make love more.
Why?
Men's bodies like our bodies better than towels.
Okay.
Have you got that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. So, read my new book.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, I have some intel that we have some more callers. And so Sam is going to get us another one. And we'll have another caller. Until then, I want to remind everybody our products are at whatistore.com. You can go there. You can find Dr. Allen's new book. It's a man's world, but a woman's universe. And you can find our DVD set, Dating Over 50. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. So, hey there.
Hey.
My mom is a big fan of yours.
Is this Brian?
Not Brian, no. Yeah.
Oh.
Different guy. So, I'm a 30-year-old guy and was wondering if I could ask a relationship question.
You can definitely ask a relationship question. I'm glad your voice just sounded a little like Brian.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah, no, my mom is a big fan. I'm a 30-year-old guy, and I was telling her recently about my relationship with another 30-year-old woman who I've been dating for the past 4 months. Recently, I have definitely felt increased, So recently, I've definitely felt increasingly frustrated, which I've been trying to understand better, and I've been trying to figure out how
to like. Have you gotten into her body with your penis?
We have had sex, yes.
No, you've had sex when you touch, taste, smell, see, or hear her. Did you get your penis into her mouth, anus, and or vagina?
We have had intercourse, yes, yeah.
Okay, and did it do you good?
Yeah, I think it did. I think we both were...
What did it do for her?
What did it do for her?
Did she like it?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think she has a very high sex drive, probably more than I do. But yeah, I think she's very happy with her sex life. I would say
very good.
Doesn't seem
so what
like the issue
tell,
with us.
Mm-hmm. What is the cause of you calling me? Something's going wrong. What is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have felt frustration towards her, and I would say I'm trying to figure out if how much of it is legitimate frustration or how much of it is maybe like chip on my shoulder sort of feelings or kind of
yes, well, tell me what you're frustrated about. Tell me what you're frustrated about.
Yeah, so I have felt maybe that we don't always have the best communication. She talks about having anxiety, which is maybe something I understand a little bit, but I'm not sure how much I relate to it, about kind of the extent of her anxiety. But I've kind of felt like maybe she doesn't always have the most resilience or assertiveness in her life, which manifests in different ways in our relationship. And
is she orgasmic?
Definitely she orgasms.
Is she monogamous? Is that what you mean? Have you a committed relationship?
Yeah, we are agreed monogamous since we started.
You're not dating anybody else, you or she?
Correct. Neither of us is dating anyone else. Mm-hmm.
What is the long-term goal for your relationship? You've spent 4 months. First 3 months are usually perfect. The second three months are not perfect. The third 3 months is when you negotiate time, space, money, and play. And the fourth 3 months is when you decide it's time to get into a marriage. Are you working towards marriage or mating?
I think both of us are open to the idea of marriage. Yeah.
Open to marriage. Okay. Have you started to negotiate? Does she know that she's monogamous now?
Definitely, yeah. So we had that conversation.
Okay. You had that one, and you're not dating anybody else.
Correct. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that she is ready to stop hunting a husband?
Ready to stop or start?
Are you enough for her to marry? Do you know if she's marriageable?
Yeah, good question. Good question. I think that really kind of...
That's why I asked it.
Yeah.
Is she giving you free sex? Because if she is, the expense is humongous.
Okay.
They think if they give you sex, that you'll stay with them. But the problem is, if they are not secure in where you're going, they're afraid they're giving you freebies that you will jerk it away and leave them for somebody you love enough to be engaged. Would you put a ring on her finger, a promise ring, not an engagement, not a marriage, a promise ring, go steady ring? Would you put a symbol on her finger that says you're working towards marriage? Would you introduce her to your mom and dad as your future wife?
I haven't really thought of it that way.
I know you haven't, sir. Really. That's why you're calling me. I know you want to ejaculate in her body because you're built by God and nature to reproduce this planet. But women are becoming men, and they're giving men free sex. And our birth level's going down, and we're acting like nuts out there. Would you be so kind as to give her a promise ring this week and see what she says about not dating anybody else and marrying you someday, hopefully next year? Yeah, are you into that? Is she good enough?
I could do that. I mean, I think we have kind of other issues, and I don't see how that ties into our other issues.
You're getting it. No, you don't. You got free sex coming in. Your body says you don't need to be married. Do you understand? Men and women are built polygamously. God did not create monogamy.
Okay.
What you're saying to me is you're picking up the fact that she's terrified of falling in love with you without any guarantee that she's going to be made an honorable wife within the next year, no more than two. She's only fertile so long. Would you put a friendship ring on her finger?
Sure, I could absolutely put some sort of symbol on her finger.
And what you can say to her is, if you're ready for it, I know you're not ready because you got it for free. You're not jealous at all. You're so secure.
Okay.
She's given you her biggest gift. Biggest. She's willing to make a baby for you.
I don't know if either of us thinks of it that way, but okay.
I know that. You know what other people are doing like you? Ejaculating. Yeah. I got news for you.
Okay.
Ejaculating and having doing sex is only good for the body. The soul is not present. Animals have sex. Women and men have choice. You can either have sex. If that's all you want, have it. But I'm going to tell you something. Women are going to give you fits because women want the security of family, whether it's mated or married.
Sure. I just want to mention, I think she comes from a much more wealthy background and she has a much more established career than I do. So
she's a better man than you are.
She might be. I think I'm going through a transition period, and I think I do have a lot of momentum.
I want you to put her up against the wall where she has to decide. She has to decide to put a ring on her finger to show her rich family that she's going to marry you, poor boy.
Sure.
Do you want to give it a go? Has she introduced you to her mom and dad?
She has introduced me, and I've introduced her to my mom.
And what did you say? Did you say future wife, girlfriend, sex partner?
definitely just girlfriend. Definitely just keeping it casual.
Okay. Well, I've got news for you. Men love casual sex. Women hate it. So guess what? See if she'll put a promise ring on your, that you'll put a promise ring and she will start planning when and how you'll marry.
Yeah, I understand that she might have a bit more of a timeline to work with than I do in terms of her window of fertility is coming up. But I mean, I think while she is working on the timeline, and I think she isn't.
Then why don't we lead her into feeling secure? So that's what I recommend. A promise ring to show people that she is taken off the market and is working on getting married or mated to you.
I understand.
Then you'll see.
Yeah,
that if she's anxious that you're not enough of a man for her family, she's going to make you so upset, you're not going to just call me. You're going to stop calling her.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will consider the promise ring. I don't know if I'm convinced that's the issue. I'm giving you the least.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't ask you to do an engagement ring because you're way not into it. But I want
to
see.
Yeah, I don't think we're ready for engagement.
You called me because she's anxious. And I think she's anxious because you don't meet her family standards. And she's afraid of the day when you won't be able to be with her. And that's horrible. So would you please
I think her family has endorsed me very strongly. And you must know all her family members.
Oh, do they like you?
Invited me. Absolutely. Yeah, they like me very much. And,
okay,
I mean, I like
then
them
let's
too.
See
I don't
if
see
you
that
standardized.
Issue.
Let's see if she standardizes you as husband material. Shall we do that?
There's no doubt in my mind that is what she wants.
I'm just telling you, a promise ring is a birthstone or a pearl.
Okay.
So see if she really has got you on the maybe a good husband. Maybe.
Okay.
Well, you
I,
may
I just
see,
don't have doubt
oh,
about
she
that.
May see, you know what she may, you know what she says to mm-hmm. you? Oh, I'm not ready for mm-hmm. that yet. We got to get to know each other better. I got news for you. You don't know anybody better than sticking your penis in her body.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
I think people do kind of hide things for a while and only sort of talk about their more vulnerable parts of their life and their background maybe after a certain amount of time. So I don't totally buy into this idea that the sex is the ultimate sort of signal of intimacy.
I've got news for you. It is for women. Making love is a woman's deal. You guys can screw anybody anytime you want. Women can't.
I think women in my age demographic do. I think women in my age demographic are the ones who have access to sex whenever they want.
Wait, what are you saying? You're saying women are what?
Just that women...
Repeat what you just said.
I think I'm saying that women in my age demographic, I think... often do have more casual sex than a lot of men in my age demographic.
What age bracket?
30 years old.
When a woman's 30 years old, by that time they're getting desperate.
20s, 20s, and
sex.
Early and late 20s. Mm-hmm.
Early in their 20s is when they're being trained to treat sex like a man does, like a hobby.
Okay.
Like
okay.
play. I've got news for you. There's nothing more dangerous than misused intercourse. Nothing. It screws up women's brains and men.
Okay. Is there, I guess...
Have you read my book, Getting to
Ideas?
Scientific
backing for that? Or where? I have not, no. I just talked to my mom, and my mom recommended me call you.
Well, that sounds good. Now read my book, and then you'll get what I'm teaching. All I'm teaching is science.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I can consider that.
When
well,
women
thank you for
have
your
sex,
advice. Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All
okay.
right. Call again.
Sounds good.
Thank
See
you, caller. Do update us.
What?
Okay, I was hoping he will update us when he makes his decision there on that promise ring. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. You're in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Hi. I was calling because Dr. Pat, I actually called the last couple weeks, and I just really wanted to see if I can get your guidance about my situation just to kind of update you and see how I should proceed at this point.
Okay, what happened when you did what you did?
I did what I did. Yeah. What did you do
for the sake of the audience?
Okay. So for the sake of the audience, I did something really big and scary this past Monday.
What did you do?
Because I've been going. I let my ex know that he was in town. He lives at the military base, the army base, about an hour away. So he was in town to meet up with a buddy. And then he asked me, once he was done hanging out with his friend, if I wanted to see him because he can stop by. And I've been doing everything you're saying, Dr. Pat, and I've been answering all of his texts, all of his phone calls. But
you've been respecting
like
him. You've been respecting him. Are you in a committed relationship?
No. He broke up with me about almost 3 weeks ago. So Saturday will be
three weeks. What for?
He said that he wasn't ready for a commitment, that he was going to be getting out of the army in March.
I wonder if the man just before you can hear us.
He said that because he'll be getting out of the army in March and transitioning to civilian life, looking for a job at a headhunter, doing virtual interviews.
And he wants to date other women. I remember your call.
Okay, and then you told me that he's not gone yet and to give him 6 more weeks.
That's right.
If you remember.
The reason is that I sensed that he was falling in love with you, which is a very serious deal for men, and it could cost their life.
Mm.
If a man falls in love with the wrong woman, he is so subject to pain of being rejected by a woman he's in love with, not a woman he's using for free sex. So what happened? Has it been 6 weeks?
No. This Saturday will be 3 weeks.
And have you heard from him?
Oh, yeah. Like, since our call last Thursday, like, here on the show, since Saturday, he's pretty much texted and called me pretty regularly every day. Like, he even texted me tonight just about 10 minutes ago. So.
And have you been seeing him?
No. So Monday night after he finished hanging out with his friend, he asked me, do you want to see me? I can stop by. And
no, what he said was, do you want to see my penis?
Oh, really?
Did he come over and have sex with you?
No, it took every fiber of my being to say, you know, I would love to see you. I just don't think it's best with the back and forth on and off that we've had. And he could sense my hesitation before I said that.
You took care of you. You took care of you. You did not give him free sex.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Did he dump you?
No, actually, well, I guess after telling him that, and he could sense my hesitation, and I could hear the hurt in his voice, and I said, please just hear me out. I said, I would love nothing more to see you. I just think with the back and forth, it may not be a good idea. And I told him that I think that I would want to see him again only if we are planning on committing to getting back together and getting engaged.
I love it.
Okay,
God bless you.
It was so hard. I was so scared. So scared to say these
things. I know that, dear. Your body's in love with him. Your body is, but you aren't. You're in love with you. You have to be in love with you in order to lead him into a good life of a good man and a good woman and a good family. Any animal can have sex.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what did he do with that?
So I told him about the whole gold band thing. Like you said, it doesn't have to be a diamond. It could be a gold band and it could be a rhinestone as long as it has meaning. And we actually both got really emotional on the phone. We both just kind of cried. And because he said he's like, I understand. And he just said he's so scared. He's so scared because
Are you hearing what you're saying? Did you listen to me work with the man before you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I was trying to call you, but yeah, I got part of it. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you understand that your man is falling in love with you and is terrified of the responsibility?
So, I guess, is there any hope then, Dr. Pratt, or is he just going to be scared forever?
I want you to not have intercourse with him without a ring of some type on your left hand introduced as his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't waste your fertility.
Okay. Doing what we're doing now, which is just,
yes,
you know,
right,
I haven't
now
initiated. Okay.
What?
Okay. I haven't, should I just keep answering all his texts, answering all his calls?
As everything. He's falling in love with you. He's realizing you have some bitch lady like Pat Allen telling you not to be a free bunny rabbit. Stop it.
Okay. Okay. So because he's still contacting me now ever since that. I was so scared.
I know that.
I was,
you
like, oh,
why?
Gosh, now he's going to leave me
because he's
for sure.
Afraid. He's afraid of some other guy getting into your body. I want everybody to read Dangerous Passions by David Buss about the value of jealousy. Jealousy indicates you're falling in love or falling in lust. When women let men fall in lust, they're afraid to fall in love, and the women lose them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So would you please continue being a virtuous woman? How old are you?
39.
Do you ever want to get married?
Yes, I do.
Well, then would you please act like it? Because that's what you're talking to, somebody that teaches people how to get married. Getting to I Do. And then my second book, Staying Married and Loving It.
Okay. So are we just continuing to write out these six
I want
weeks?
You to be courteous. I want you to be kind. I want you to tell him that you can't date him. You love him too much. Unless there's no sex, no intercourse. You want a ring, you'll take a promise ring if you have to lower yourself to that, or an engagement ring. And I love it that you told him he didn't have to have a diamond. He could have a Russian zirconium. It's the mm-hmm. symbol we need. Women need security for their life in the future when they're not young and sex valuable.
Okay. So from here on, should I just continue, you know, answering, you know, he's still texting me and calling me, so I'll just answer all of those, right? And
answer everything and tell him that you can't waste any more of your life dating unless you're engaged.
Okay. Should I say that after the 6 weeks?
Are you ready to what?
Should I say that after the 6 weeks, or should I say that
now when I don't know when to say that.
When you say it, does he ask to see you at all?
Yeah, he did this past Monday, and that's when I told him that that I would only be willing to see him if I know we're going to make a commitment to be engaged and be committed to each other in that way. Yeah.
To marry. Would you please use the word marry? The engagement ring says, I'm working towards marriage or mating. They're both monogamous, continuous, and long-term. They both build houses, have babies.
Okay, so I should continue to keep up the communication with him.
Totally. Totally.
Until
totally.
How long?
Until somebody else comes along and gives you a choice, because I want you dating two other men.
Oh, okay. Because last week you said myself on an
said
app.
What?
I could flirt.
What did I say?
You said last week to give it the rest of the 6 weeks. And don't put myself on an app.
I want
I
that.
I can flirt with people.
That's what I want. I want you to give him the 6 weeks that are not. Is it 6 weeks now mm-hmm. that he hasn't called you? He's called you all the time.
Right. Yeah, so he hasn't fully left because he's been contacting me since he broke up with me.
I know that, but he didn't break up with you. He did not break up with you. You are not broken up. You are still his sex partner. The only problem is it's time to be his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least his girlfriend with the ring and an introduction.
Okay.
What would help you feel secure? What?
Knowing that we're back together and that we're going to be committed to each other and that we are going, that we're on the track to be engaged and to eventually be married.
That's right. So that's it. Can you do that? Can you set the standard for this relationship?
I don't know how to do that.
You don't let him have your body and you date two other men to tell your body that you've just decided to replace Mr. So-and-so because he didn't put a ring on your finger.
Oh, after telling him that, after telling him.
Yes. You're not going to tell him. He's going to say, are you going to be dating other people? And the answer is yes, unless I'm engaged to you.
Okay. So now, you're saying that I can go ahead and put myself on.
You're answering his calls.
Okay. I'm answering his calls. And now you want me to, it's okay to be on an app then? Be on apps like I'm looking then to advertise that I'm available?
You're going to see him. When he asks to see you.
Oh, you mean like when he asks again in the future? Because he's already asked me once.
You don't have to tell him you're going on an app. You just go on the app.
Okay.
Honey, you're just a date. You're feeling upset because he's not treating you like a girlfriend or a fiance or a future wife.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see him after he plays with the boys, okay, right?
Okay.
Do you want to be his fiancé?
Yes.
Then why don't you say it? Because right now you're just the shower after sex when he's with his boyfriends.
Okay. So you're saying I should just tell him now?
I'm in love with you and I need to be engaged to you because I don't like being your afterthought.
And that's something I should tell him now, is what you're saying.
That's what you should tell him before you ever have sex with him again. I hope you never have sex with him again until you tell him.
I know you said that last time you don't want me to see him, smell him, nothing. So I haven't.
Unless you are ready to close the deal. Are you? Are you ready to lose him instead of be used by him?
I'm scared. Not
you have my permission to be his casual girlfriend. Is that what you want to be?
No.
Then why don't you just say, I love you too much. I can't do this. I need to be committed. I need to be either a promise ring or an engagement ring that says that you and I are a team and that I am your future wife. Unless you're not, if you don't mind being his lover, I don't mind.
No, I didn't know whether to give him more time. I didn't know whether to give him like 6 more weeks.
I don't mind if you give him time just so the time has a deadline. How much more time? You've given him 4 weeks?
4
months?
It's about
How
to
long
be,
have you dated him?
Oh, 8 months on and off.
8 months on and off. Why does it go off?
Because he gets anxious about his future and where he's going to be.
Honey, he gets anxious about being committed. You're just telling me the same story. When are you done with your dating buddy? When are you going to do something about it?
That's why I didn't know. I didn't know whether to wait 8 weeks and then tell him or tell him now or I'm scared to lose.
Honey, that's not something I'm going to tell you to do. If you're in a state of anxiety by like the guy's girlfriend before you on the phone, you don't know if you love yourself enough to set a standard, and he doesn't know if he's man enough to be responsible for a family. So somebody's got to make a decision here, and you called me, and I told you that if you get a standard like girlfriend, fiance, and get a ring of some standard, girlfriend, which is promise ring, it's on that funny finger. You have the right to give yourself away, but why are you doing it?
Okay. So then,
because you're afraid to lose him, honey bun, you don't have him.
I know.
You're a seminal receptacle. a seminal receptacle, and you're better than a towel. Does that give the picture?
So, I guess going forward from here, then, Dr. Pat, you're just saying, I guess, like whenever I'm ready or something to lose him, you're saying to tell him these things where it's like, I don't remember how you phrased it, but it's not giving him it's not like an ultimatum, but you're just saying how long will I...
It is an ultimatum. It is an ultimatum. If you want to be a friend with perks, do it. If you want to be committed, it's time to get a ring of some kind.
Mm-hmm. It's like either that or you're saying to stop talking to him or tell him I need that in order for us to continue communicating or something.
Yes, yes, yes. Because right now, you're a friend with perks.
Are the perks... Oh, you're just... Okay. Because I was going to say, we haven't seen each other since the breakup, but... Okay.
I know, but he's contacting you to keep you stimulated. See, you're still fantasizing that he's your man.
You said that he wasn't completely gone yet, so I just thought...
He isn't, honey. He's not done. He's falling in love with you, and you're helping him stay out of love. Helping him. If you said to him, I love you too much to just be one of your girls, and I don't just want to be your sex partner, I want to be aiming someday, hopefully in a year, to be a wife with a family. Is that true or not true?
Mm-hmm. So if I tell him this... And
no, is that true for you?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, then when are you going to tell him? You are a free wife as we speak. Free, totally. No marriage, no babies, no house, no family, no blah, blah, blah. And you're doing it because you're afraid to lose him when you don't have him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like I'd already lost him already anyway, and then I remember he said that he's not completely gone. Give him the 6 weeks, answer everything, but don't see him.
Honey,
tell him.
You've already done it.
I did. Okay. So
how
you're saying now it's time.
Are left?
The 8 weeks will be done December 18th.
Okay. Do you want to wait till December 18th? Or do you want to do it now? Because you called me today because you're upset about waiting. You don't have to wait.
Oh, I thought I did. Or I thought you said to wait the six more weeks.
That's maximum. You're suffering today.
Okay.
Are you willing to suffer till December 18th and not call me and just sit on it until then? Is that what you want?
I have to admit that it's the thought of it too gives me a bit of anxiety that long, but I figured if that's what it's going to take, I don't know, if there's a chance that it could work out, then that's, I remember you said, am I willing to do that? Wait out 6 weeks for him. And I said, yes. So last week.
Okay, so he knows he's got a deadline. Does he know it's December 18th?
No, I haven't told him about the whole 8 week thing. No, I haven't.
Well, you don't need to tell him that. You live it. You don't tell him.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You are suffering today, and you're willing to suffer till December 18th is what I hear your contract is. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. And you said last time, don't put myself on an app to date.
Don't put yourself where?
Don't advertise that I'm available. You said don't put myself on a dating app.
No, not until you're ready to be on a dating app. But if you have a chance to date people that you meet for the holidays, whatever, please feel free to explore other people if he's not relating to you.
Okay. And just do that whenever
I feel fun.
Comfortable.
Uh-huh. What?
Just do that whenever I feel comfortable before December 18th.
No, dear, you will not be comfortable. You are in love with the man that's not in love with you, but falling in love with you. That's all I can say.
Okay.
If you want to help him, set a standard. Mm-hmm. And you did. You said December 18th. So as far as I know, you're going to wait till December 18th to tell him that the relationship is over unless you're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct or not?
Right.
Okay, that's the one.
Okay. Do you think it's a good idea, Dr. Pat, to wait until December 18th?
Yes, I do. And you know why?
Why?
Because it's my idea, not yours. I've asked you for quite a while, when would you be comfortable? You haven't answered that. You are comfortable waiting for him. So wait for him. But God help you if you wait past December 18th.
Okay. I just thought he was in his rumination period still. So,
he is. That's what we're doing. So tell me what your contract is, please.
Okay. It's that December 18th will be the end of the full entire 8 weeks. And then I remember you said last week, if like a day or two after that, if I don't want him anymore, you gave me a message of what to say to him. And also, if he asked for friendship or something, what a reply to that as well. So I guess I just thought I'm just writing out the rest of the 6 weeks.
You haven't told me your contract.
Oh, that I guess if I don't have, if I'm not engaged or married or
engaged.
If I'm not engaged, then with him, what is it? Like at a certain point, like after, I don't know if it'll be like December 18th. Maybe it'll be December 18th. Then we're not going to speak anymore, I guess. Or no, I don't. Not to contact me if we're not going to be.
Nope, famous. You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to block him. You can't tell him what to do. That's mothering him.
Uh, Okay. So then how would you do it? How would you say it?
Are you ready to ask for your engagement ring now?
Oh, like now? I'm scared to ask it.
That says no. Okay. You just voted for December 18th. Now, on December 18th, if he proposes to you and says, let's go shop for a ring for Christmas or whatever, you'll say yes, right?
Yes.
If he says, I'm not ready, you'll say, I'm going to date other men who may want me more than you do.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes. And even now I'm wondering if I should start dating other men right now before the 18th.
Please start dating other men, but not publicly. Have a good holiday season.
Okay.
There are parties going on in holiday seasons.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
By the way, he's dating his boyfriends rather than you.
Like hanging out with his friends, his guy friends, right?
Yes. So why don't you go to parties to enjoy your friends?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 I want you to see how confused you are about requiring him to honor you.
Yeah, I do want to do it. I was just afraid if I was just doing it too soon, sooner than the 8 weeks.
Honey, you're afraid to lose him. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, caller.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, we had a man talking about an anxious woman, and then we got an anxious woman, and that pretty much says what I do. So let's see what we do the next one.
All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. My name's Maya. I spoke last week to everyone. I think I was actually right after this caller. I was the victim of an assault, and then you had mentioned to speak with my boyfriend in therapy. Well, he's my ex. He broke up with me. And I guess I'm not with him now. We haven't spoken in the last week, but I guess wanted to speak with Dr. Allen just with some more help on moving on with the breakup and healing, because I'm very, very upset by it.
Now, he broke up and said, I'm not going to date you. I'm done with you, right?
No, it was very confusing. Like he said he didn't see us having kids. It would be a disaster. It wouldn't work out. We would break up. But then he said things like, well, goodbye for now. Let's take space.
Okay, so he's gone. So you're dating other people, right?
I don't feel good enough yet to do that, but I'm talking to other people to start. But I've been just in bed,
well,
like crying a lot.
That's flirting. That's relating. You're making yourself available to other men.
Yes.
What's the question you have? Because you're doing what you have to do.
I'm just like so confused and brokenhearted, and I can't stop hoping that he'll come around and we'll get back together.
So what he said to you was, I don't want the responsibility of a family. Is that not true?
I guess it is. Yeah. He said he didn't want to be with me and waste time dating me if we're not going to have kids. right now, or
he wants kids. No, no. He wants kids.
Yes, and he wants marriage, and he saw a future with me, and then he stopped. I do want kids.
And you want to be married?
Yes.
How did the relationship fall apart?
I was assaulted before we met, and I was keeping it a secret, and was very traumatized. He was in the military, so he was often gone, and then he would come home for a week at a time, and then he would leave again. A lot of stressful things happened in my life. I lost my home. I had to move. I got really sick from COVID, and we got into an argument because I found out that he is Catholic. Well, I knew he's Catholic, but I didn't know what his views were on certain things. And he told me on the phone that abortion was murder. And because of my assault, I got very triggered because the man risked my life and for pregnancy. And I felt very unsafe that my boyfriend that I loved, he couldn't understand why a rape victim would feel like she wanted an abortion if she had one because of being Catholic. So I started freaking out on him.
Okay, so what you're saying is you were morally incompatible, and so now you're dating other people. What are you calling me for?
I just feel, I guess, I just wanted advice. I feel awful.
On what?
I'm not over it. It's been 2 months on the breakup.
Well, the breakup was based on incompatibility morally.
It's more so how would he act as a husband with that idea? Like, I don't ever want to have an abortion. Like, I'm a Christian too.
But were you pregnant? Were you pregnant? Did you get pregnant in a rape?
Yes.
You got pregnant and you had an abortion.
It's a little confusing because I prayed a lot.
Did you have an abortion?
I took the pills, yes, but I don't think the baby was viable.
I understand that. Do you understand he judged you for doing that?
Yes, that's why I got so upset.
Do you understand?
But he doesn't know that I did that.
But he was not willing to stay with you during your rape scene.
No, I wasn't raped while we were together. It was before, but I was keeping it private to recover from privately.
Okay. Well, that's because you didn't trust him.
And then I did trust him, and I guess after this fight, I kind of thought, okay, I really freaked out at him. I'll tell him why I was so upset at this, and it was because of being violated. I wasn't ready to trust him with the mention of pregnancy, but then he
is
didn't
he calling you now?
Thought.
Is he calling you now?
He wrote me a week after we broke up, and I ignored him. And he said, "How are you?" And then I saw
him.
Well, so
you have rejected him. You have rejected him.
Yeah, I guess. I rejected him multiple times.
All right. Then for what reason are you not dating new men? He's rejected you for your moral thoughts.
Well,
you're incompatible. What?
I am working on dating new men. It's just I don't know if we're really incompatible because...
Honey, you're morally incompatible because he said so. He said rape is no big deal and abortion is a sin. Did he not say that?
Yes, but he also said, like, he wouldn't judge a woman. He doesn't think they're murderers. He said, if you had an abortion, I would love you no matter what.
All right, then who broke up with who? Did he leave you or did you leave him? Okay.
He told me he needed space. I said I didn't want to break up, but he said he didn't see us having kids and wanted to take a break. And I said, well, if you don't see us having kids, there's no point in taking a break.
That's exactly right. So if he doesn't want kids, you're incompatible. Would you please start acting like you want to be married to a new man?
That's my
this
struggle.
One
I
said
still
no.
want to be married with him, I guess.
That's called being a man. I can't help you do that. He said
what
no
he
to you. What?
But what if he comes back around? Like, what if he tries to? Because I
if
know that
he
was
comes
in love
down,
with me.
I understand that. I don't want you to have intercourse with him. Will you not do that?
Yes, I will not do that.
Will you date other men that might replace him? Will you do that?
Yes, I will.
Then please allow him his moral opinions and please allow yourself to be a single woman unless he offers you an engagement ring. Engagement ring.
So do I communicate with him again? Or the
no.
last advice he gave me
no.
was to say that
answer,
he...
No, dear, you answer his calls. You do not chase him.
That's what I mean. Because I didn't communicate. I ignored him because I was upset with him and I didn't want to talk to him. And
honey,
I didn't feel
and
safe
he doesn't
in
want. Look. Would you please wait till he offers you a relationship? How long have you dated him?
7 months.
Would you please ask for an engagement ring if he asks to see you?
Yes, but your advice last week was for me to tell him that I didn't want to communicate with him unless we saw a therapist together.
You know what? I think that's wonderful because you need somebody to facilitate your communication. So he hasn't asked you to be together. He's got to ask you to be together. Then you
yes,
say,
but I know sometimes men will write you short things to see if you're will answer them, and I just don't know how to if I should respond to everything or if I should only respond when he says
you
something.
You should respond to everything, every phone call, every text, everything. I said that to you.
No, I didn't know
I
that.
Say that. You are to respond to his calls. And when he asked,
so that's
to
what
see
I did
you,
wrong because before I knew about your book, I had ignored him multiple times.
But you can't chase him now. You have to wait till he decides whether he wants to chase you. If he
right.
reaches
and I know
out
he
to
might,
you,
right. okay.
what?
Nothing. You said to answer everything, even if it's something small. So.
Everything. I want you to answer everything like a lady. And when he says, I want to see you, then you tell him, I want to see you in front of a therapist because you have a moral issue to resolve.
Yeah.
He reacted seriously to your traumatic events. He didn't act like
yeah,
a loving husband.
Yeah, he did not react in the way I thought at all. Yeah, he reacted. I feel
no,
very...
No, I don't think so either. God forbid if you're with somebody that's going to, you know... Would you please wait until he asks you to join him again?
Yes.
But then I would really like it if you would go to your therapist with him and have somebody help you communicate with each other. Either that or get on the phone with him and I'll do it.
What would you have us work on? Because I'm scared to come onto the call and it's stressful because maybe should I even see him in person? I'll be emotional. Should we do it in a group?
Honey, listen, I'm going to say it again, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If he asks to see you, would you please tell him you'll see him with a therapist? Would you please?
Yes, I can do that, but I'm confused why that's better than the engagement. And then I'm confused at what...
How are you going to call him and say, I want to be engaged, when he's saying rape is not...
No, I don't want to call him.
Well, then I'm not telling you to call him. I'm telling you to answer all of his calls. And if he asks to see you, tell him you'll see him with a therapist.
And that's because of the moral issue that he said rape isn't a big deal. Does think rape is a big deal, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I've said my piece. Did you get it? It's the same piece I told you last week, except that this week, I don't know what your answer is. So I'm giving you permission to talk to him courteously on the phone if he calls you. And then if he asks to see you again, tell him, I love you dearly, but we have a communication problem. And I want to see you in front of my therapist.
And before we end, can you please tell me what the goal would be with that kind of session?
That you agree to get engaged. That you like each other. Right now, you're competing with each other morally. Divorces, rapes, abortions.
Yeah,
you're
incompatible
morally. Okay, what do you want to say?
He didn't give us a chance to figure out if we're compatible morally. He ended it.
I got news for you. I got news for you. He's the man, and he terminated you. He's the man, and he terminated you. You want to chase him and mother him. I don't want to give you that permission, but you can do it all you want. I don't want to give you permission to be a man.
I just miss him. I'm
all right,
very
then,
emotionally painful.
Okay, let's go through it again. Will you wait till he calls you?
Yes.
Will you speak kindly to him and not fight?
Yes.
If he says, I want to get back together again, will you please ask for one session with your therapist?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Should I see him in person before that? Or we're just communicating by phone?
No. I want a therapist in the room when you discuss these things.
But if you want to get on the phone,
I will help you on the phone with this right now. But he's got to call you and you say, will you talk in front of Pat Allen on the phone?
But is it beneficial for us to hang out and not talk about these issues and just get coffee if he wants to hang out? Or should I keep my distance to move on from him?
Honey, you're not hearing what I have to say. Can you write it down?
No, so I think I don't understand.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. What?
I'm only communicating with him if he contacts me and it's by the phone. And if he asks to have a relationship, I say I want to speak with a therapist. But what do I do if he just says he wants to see me?
That's called a date. You don't do that because you have too many things to talk about and they're too serious.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. There. Good. Good
Thank
luck.
You, caller. Bye bye. Okay. I believe Sam is getting us another caller.
cherished, you have to respect him enough to answer the phone. And when you answer the phone, if he has left you and he wants to come back, I don't know what that sound is. What is that sound?
That's me communicating with Sam, and we have a caller on the line.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Okay, so she should, one moment, caller. So our text person should respond to the text message she received. I will let them know. All right, caller on the line, we're ready for your question.
Hi, can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Barely.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, I called last week and Pat gave me some very valuable information. And I reflected and I took action on it. And I just want to kind of see what to do from now, really, now on.
So you're not together anymore?
No. Well, he moved out. But remember, he said that he still wanted to, we're still together. And he arranged for us to have dates. And we went on a day date. And he wanted to fool around. And I did say, look, I don't feel comfortable doing the intercourse stuff right now. And I did bring up the engagement also. I said, what
now,
do you
this
think about
is a beginning date. Your date, this is the new dating man.
No, it's the same guy.
He's not been your boyfriend.
He's been my boyfriend for 4 years and he moved out last week.
For 4 years. So what's different now? What are you calling about? He's asking.
Well, he's moved out, so we're no longer living together right now. And I brought up, like what you said, have a baby or the ring. So I kind of, we talked about the baby thing, which he's down for, he said, but no time frame. And I said, what do you think about us getting engaged? And I said, it doesn't have to be.
Is he asking for friends with perks?
No, he says we're still together. He said we're still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, you're still boyfriend, girlfriend. So what is changing?
He's moved out and I want him to move back in, but with a ring. I want to be engaged.
Yeah, he's moved out. You're not living together.
Not anymore since last week, no. He said he needed
to. Okay. Space. All right. So he's withdrawn from you. So he obviously is not going to come back until he wants to come back.
Right, right. But he still calls me every day and bed checks. And
he calls you every day?
Yeah, and says he loves me and he misses me.
But that's
all of it.
Are you married? I don't think you're married. Are you married?
No. We were just dating. We were boyfriend and girlfriend, cohabitating.
Therefore, you're...
Well, no, he still wants to date me. We're still boyfriend and girlfriend. He still wants to be together.
I know that, but he wants not to be pre-wife. He doesn't want to pretend you're married.
Right.
Yes, so you are a free wife, a friend with perks, but you're not as serious as you were. Is that okay with you? It's okay with me.
It's okay, but I don't, I either want us to be engaged and living back together again, or not
you,
at all. Really.
But are you the man in the relationship?
No.
Yes?
No, I'm not.
Well, then your man has left you to be single so he can be freer to be a man who's not married.
Right.
Okay. But that's okay with you because if he's afraid of losing you to another man, not knowing what you're doing and where you're going and with who, usually right. drives men who are in love into engagement or marriage. Do you want to get engaged or married?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. And I honestly feel like it's going that way because he calls me and he comes over and he says, oh, I hope you're not seeing anyone. Who are you there with? Why do you smell like cologne? What, you know, he's very, he says, please don't see anyone in the meantime. Please don't entertain anyone. You know, we're together and he questions where, you know, where I've been.
Darling, you're friends with perks. I don't hear that he's where he used to be with you.
Right. Right.
Well, what's wrong with friends with perks? You've not married for 4 years.
Right.
What? He's changed the style of your... What?
Why do you say that you don't hear that he's here still? Because he does message me all the I love yous and we're together and all of that.
You're not together. You're friends with dating and sex. Do you have sex?
No. No, I told him I don't feel comfortable having sex right now while he's moved out.
Okay, so when he doesn't live with you, you don't give him sex.
Right. And I told
well,
him
then,
I want to be engaged.
Isn't he?
I
isn't he getting me. Sex from somebody else then?
No. I said to him the other day, I said, what do you think about us getting engaged?
Yeah, good. What did he say?
Yeah. See, a big smile came across his face and he said, that is the sweetest thing ever, babe. He said, that's so sweet. And I said, okay, so what do you think about that? And he just said, I think that's really sweet and it makes me really happy. And I said, it doesn't have to be anything special, any kind of ring. So I put my seed out there of what I want, basically.
I hear that you set a standard, but that
right.
feels like rejection to him. He doesn't want to be Mr. and Mrs., and you don't want to be friends with perks, so you're growing incompatible.
Right. How can you tell he doesn't want to be Mr. and Mrs.?
Because he moved out.
He moved out because we had
You're not
a
building.
Huge fight.
What?
He moved out because we had a huge fight and I drugged myself, I guess. I mixed combination of medicine and I completely was out of control. And he moved out because he says that it was only temporary and he needed space. He hasn't said he's moved out permanently.
When a man needs space, he's going back to being single.
Right.
So now you're dating a boyfriend.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. That is it. And I
sowed the
seed about the engagement. I did sow the seed about the engagement.
Wait a minute. He's already half left.
Right. But I thought, well, if he wants to come back, if he keeps to be calling me and saying he's worried about
but
me, he doesn't want to lose me.
He doesn't owe you a marriage unless you require it.
Right, which I set the standard, like you said, and I said, what do you think about getting engaged? So I put it out there, that's what I want.
Would you consider getting a replacement for him? Because I think he's getting a replacement for you.
Oh. You think that? Why?
Because he moved out and uh-huh. he accepts you as a friend and you're not comfortable making love to him as a friend, which is what tonight's whole sessions are all about. So, what do you want to do about the fact that he's divorced you into a friend?
Right. Well, I thought I was following your kind of advice by saying, let's not have intercourse.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's not following it. I hear a divorce from
okay.
your non-legal marriage. You've been with him 4 years.
Right.
For what reason are you not married?
We just never got round to it, really. We just, I didn't put a standard out.
Neither one of you wanted, you didn't want marriage either?
I did, but I didn't know how to bring it up and do the, I was avoiding doing the rule, the thing that you, I was avoiding putting an ultimatum or I was avoiding it. I just didn't want
okay.
to. Because I was.
Okay, so it was not your divorce, it was his divorce.
Well, no, because the big fight started because I said, I want to have a baby. And it just got violent. It got really nasty. It got really angry. I got very angry. And
when he divorced you, you got angry.
Well, no, he left. It was when he left that we started the fight, and then he left, and I've been sweet since then. But, well, why would he be calling me and saying he misses me and he loves me so much every single day?
He wants you to be a friend and a sex partner. Do you not want, you won't, you're not giving him sex, I heard.
No, because I thought that would be the right thing to do, not to have intercourse. We fooled around, we did everything but, and I thought that was the right
darling,
thing.
I want you to understand that he may have moved out because he wanted it his way of not being married, but being
right.
sexual friends. So why
right.
don't we be sexual friends? You've been with him for 4 years. Are
you
willing? What?
Do you think that would be going to engagement? But sorry, carry on. You said, am I willing to what? To keep him as a sex buddy friend?
I say, if you said, if you will put a ring on my finger, I will make love with you.
Right.
Would he negotiate that?
I think so, and if I'd hope he would, and if he doesn't...
Then why don't
then
we give it to him? He does not want to have a marriage. Your man does not want... And you've been together without marriage for 4 years. Why not be friends with perks for the rest of your life? And the perks are making love to your friend.
I dreamed of him to be my husband and my baby daddy.
Are you willing to offer him a friendship which includes making love? Do you want that or not? Because he's giving you love but not sex, and you're giving him freedom to live away from you
right.
without sex. So all I hear is a friendship.
Okay.
When are you going to go back to being lovers?
Well, maybe tomorrow. We have a date tomorrow.
What?
We have a date tomorrow, so you're recommending we should be lovers again?
All right, then why don't you say, I accept that you don't want to live with me, but I want to make love with you when we date.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Do you think that would lead to your engagement? You think I could get an engagement somewhere down the line, maybe?
What? Wait. You're talking fast.
Sorry, do you think I could get an engagement line maybe with this kind of tactic, with this what we're doing now?
Wait,
do you think I could get
Kelly, will you please she's speaking too fast for me to understand what she's saying.
I'm sorry
caller, can you slow down and speak up just a little bit?
Absolutely. So do you think it's possible that if I keep him with the friends with benefits right now, do you think it's possible to get the engagement from him? Or
yes, dear, it's possible because if you don't give him a compromise, see what you're doing, you're having a man-to-man war. I want you to make an offer to him. It's okay you moved out on your own, but I want a date with making love.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And should I wait for him to reach out to me, sending me a message like tonight, saying goodnight or something, and then I'll reply with that? Or should I just send him a message right now with it?
Honey, he's being loving to you, but he won't make love to you because he doesn't want to live with you. He doesn't want to live with you. He wants to live on his own.
Right. Okay.
So make the best of that.
Okay. And then maybe he'll come back to the ring. Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Allen, we are out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Yes, indeed. Hey, everyone, we want to one more time, Dr. Allen and I, send out our thanks and gratitude to the veterans of our country. And we hope you'll join us on in December to hear Robert Storr talk about suicide prevention of veterans. Until we're back, we love you and take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.